FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Aruda with us. Nancy's usually with us every first and third Wednesday, but, well, we brought her back because we love Nancy.
Thank you.
Nancy is found on the web at universalsky.com, and she is my in-house astrologer. So, we know that you guys like to call in and also instant message us, but we also tend to do it a little bit later on in the show. So, what I recommend is, because we don't ever get to completely talk to everybody or answer everybody if you do them all at the end of the show, is start calling in now or instant messaging us now. Just be really clear if you do an instant message what your question is that you want guidance on, and also, because it's Nancy, add in your date of birth, okay? Because Nancy uses the vibration of your date of birth to assist with the reading that she offers. And if you're going to call, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so we were sort of talking about, like, what's going on, and we're sort of thinking that possibly, you know, a lot of stuff has been happening in the last few days that may be correlating with the Uranus and Pluto square. Is it a square?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's the last couple days have been somewhat emotional. So I've, you know, when I talk to people, and even what I've experienced myself, is that there's this emotion coming up from almost out of nowhere. So people are just either really feeling low and down. And of course, the thought process is connected to that low down feeling. And typically when we feel low energy, the negative voice kicks in. And so on a mental level, we're beating ourselves up on some level. So that's been around, I'm going to say, since Sunday, from what I could feel myself personally. Mm-hmm. It was there all day Monday. It was there all day Tuesday. And it actually, for me, started shifting Tuesday night at around 11 p.m. So today when I woke up, I was tired this morning, but you know, my energy levels are picking up and I am feeling a lot better. So I'm not feeling that heavy, heavy emotion. It could be connected to world events. It could also be connected to, you know, this Uranus square Pluto vibration that's coming into play on the 19th right. of September. Right. And it's within this vibration that there's these intense emotional attachments that are being challenged at a deep level. And for some people, like, they may go into that fear of loss, and, you know, there's that fear of loss of, or losing what you have established up to this point in time. And even though the fear is like worst case scenario, and that's where it's kind of connected to that negative voice within the self, right? Mm-hmm. But what we need to focus on a personal level, is learning to control the power within our own life and not the lives of others. So, like, focus on your own internal power and strength surging through your body. It's really helpful if you incorporate breath work with that. So when you're feeling in a place of powerlessness, just breathe through that feeling and start pulling your energy back into the self and feeling what's going on in an internal level within your own internal channel. And let go of the negative voice. So you still might hear it, but just, you know, realize that that's just old thoughts coming to the forefront. You can hear them, And then you can choose to flip it in that moment into something that's, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm processing, this is what I'm experiencing. So it only makes sense to have that negative voice in the back of your mind. So acknowledge it and then say, thank you for acknowledging yourself. Now I know now it has shown me what I need to do that's more positive or more in alignment with my goals.
Yeah. And of course, September 11th was yesterday. So yes, that, you know, that it was also a Tuesday, and it was actually a Tuesday where the event happened in 2001. So it's, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff going on, and finding that way to breathe in or create peace within the chaos. I mean, it's really, you know, it's really something that you have to be very consciously aware of. But yet, you know, we still, I mean, it's been, all sorts of things have been happening since Sunday of this week. So, I mean, it's been a kind of a crazy time. So I think, you know, a lot of people are experiencing some sort of chaos or some sort of event or emotional difficulties.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, Uranus is chaos or freedom. Mm. Pluto is death, transformation, rebirth.
Right.
And evolution. So it's in order for us to evolve. Okay. And evolution happens over time. It's not something that's instantaneous. So in order for us as individuals to evolve, in order, and then, which then mirrors out into the evolution of society, you know, things need to change. And the beginning process of that change is always somewhat chaotic because we're experiencing something that we have no foundation or past experience on. And energy in itself is chaotic. It follows the path of least resistance. And, but because we're creatures of habits, we try to resist the energy, right? Through our habitual natures and what we desire or how we desire something to transpire.
Right.
Instead of just allowing it to happen organically.
Yes, that would be the ultimate, not as easy as it sounds, but yes.
No, it's not. But, you know. So we're left in this place of chaos, and that's where, in order for us to focus on our own internal power, we have to consciously say, I don't want to be feeling this erratic, chaotic vibration. I choose peace. And we literally need to brainwash ourselves with that desire for peace and that desire for stillness within, like trying to be the center in the middle of the tornado, right?
Yeah.
Where it's calm.
But it's also observing, of course, what you are going through. Like not,
yes.
Don't
yeah.
stuff them down and ignore them because they're coming up for a reason and they're coming up because we need to look at them and understand, maybe not even understand them, but at least acknowledge them and accept them for what they
yes.
are.
100% correct. You cannot avoid. If you try to avoid or suppress or deny what's happening, that's when the volume gets turned up more and you experience an even worse case scenario, right?
Right.
Of what you're going through. Yeah. You know, in this particular case, ignorance is not bliss, right?
Right.
You need your full awareness. You need to pay full attention to the little signs coming from the universe, your little intuitive hunches, you know, the synchronistic cues of the direction you're being asked to go in. Totally pay attention.
Yeah. 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 It's just, yeah. It just makes things so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, you know, when we think in terms of bringing in that sense of peace within ourselves, we have to think about, like, what do we enjoy doing? What gives us a calm vibration? And then make the time to integrate that into your lifestyle. So quite often people use the excuse of, like, for me, you know, I love hot yoga, and that kind of gives me my balance. And if you have a really busy lifestyle, you're going to be like, well, yeah, that might work for me too, but I don't have time. I'm too busy. And busy is just adding to the chaos. Okay. We're making excuses. So that's where we need to prioritize what's more important for me right now. And if you want to start instilling that sense of peace within yourself, you need to set that healthy boundary within yourself that says, okay, yeah, I'm going to the gym, or I'm going to hot yoga, or I'm, you know, I'm going to give back to me in the way that helps me establish that sense of peace.
Right.
And it may not be at the perfect time of day. Okay. So like you may choose to, it may be more beneficial for you where you like working out in the morning and, you know, but you can't accommodate your schedule for that. Well, then that's where you have to be a little flexible and say, okay, I'm going to go do it in the evening.
Right.
Instead of the morning. Right. Just so we can get that little bit of balance back.
Yeah, no, for sure. It just, it seems important because we seem to get caught up in, like it's hard when we, just let our emotions flow. Like it's hard when you can't, if you're just sort of getting by and in that survival mode or in that fearful place. And it's really a matter of us. Like we always have a choice.
Yeah.
I just want to repeat though, for those people who I know that you're there and I know that you're wanting to have some, some questions answered or some guidance. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Because Nancy's here, make sure, one, the question you asked is really clear. The clearer you are, the clearer we can be. But also, because Nancy's here, add in your date of birth so that we can get the vibration of that within your reading. But, yeah, again, this is what usually happens is
yeah.
that people start doing it right at, you know. Well, actually, it tends to be even later where we get lots of instant feedbacks right at the end and we can't work with everybody when they all come at the end. So first cue is always phone calls. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. I find, you know, it's just interesting times and just can be very challenging or it can be, you know, it's simpler. It sounds simple. It's not always as easy to do yet. If you can hold yourself in a place where, in that observer place, or, you know, be very conscious of your breath and be very present, the more you can do that, the more times where these types of incidences don't affect us quite as much. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get angry or frustrated or, you know, the emotion. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have an emotional reaction. It may mean that you can respond to it differently. It may mean that you can make different choices. But they're still there, and they're there for a reason. So just understanding that and not letting us get caught up in the chaos.
Yes.
But it happens, right? We're human.
Oh, totally. And I think it's very important to allow the emotion to flow.
Mm.
And, you know, we're in control of how we let it flow. Okay. Versus, you know, if you need a moment to express your emotions, do it in a healthy way, do it in a place that you're comfortable releasing that emotion, not at work to your boss. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause that may mean, oh, more chaos into the mix and there you go. You get fired. You know, take it home. Do something that's going to move that emotion through you when you're in a place where it's not going to affect the big long-term picture, okay? Mm-hmm. Or like the where you don't want it to affect,
right,
kind of thing. So, yeah, be conscious, but let it flow, because the more we hold it in, the more we're going to attract situations to us to get us to release it,
right?
Which would be that, you know, to your boss at work. Vibration.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. We'll talk more about, you know, how to maintain the vibration of peace within chaos. One more suggestions. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just go right to the homepage of Sky Radio and fill in the form there. And again, be really clear and put in your date of birth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl
settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. That I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And we're talking about, you know, how to maintain the vibration of peace when you're within the chaos. And we know that there's a lot of stuff going on with people because these last few days have been very chaotic, very chaotic emotionally. And, you know, I know Nancy was saying something about the Cancer moon. Oh, we also have a new moon coming up, don't we?
We do.
If you have questions, and please don't wait until the last minute so that we can answer your questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Send us a clear question and add in your date of birth, because Nancy uses that vibration of your date of birth to answer the questions. Yeah, we have a new moon coming up.
We do, in the sign of Virgo. Mm-hmm. And it takes place at... Where's my new moon? 23 degrees of Virgo, 37 minutes. And this particular, like, whenever we're dealing with Virgo, I always pull in this sensation of balance. Whenever we deal with one sign, we deal with its opposite polarity as well. And opposite Virgo is the Pisces vibration. So if I think in terms of peace, I plug that under Pisces. I don't know if Pisces does rule peace, but for me, it's just that, you know, it's that higher spiritual vibration that we're trying to synthesize within our own body or within our own sense of being. And so the Virgo new moon is about creating or planting seeds around health and wellness and, you know, finding that balance between the physical and the spiritual. So even though we're not activating the sign of Pisces with this particular new moon, we still need to integrate that balance. So the desire for peace is more unconscious. So we need to pull it into our consciousness. We need to focus on maintaining and bringing in that vibration.
Mm. And that's on Saturday.
That's on Saturday. And with this particular new moon, we need to hold simplicity and gratitude in our heart, because there is the potential for some ego activations. But if we hold that vibration or consciously focus on keeping it simple and being thankful for what we're experiencing, even if we don't like it, we still need to be thankful for the experience and the learning and the teaching, and then integrate that gratitude into our being. You know, we need to keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have our first instant feedback.
We do.
We do. We have a couple now coming in. So now everybody's finally listening. Thank you. So the first one's from Chris. She needs a little bit of guidance in regard to her boyfriend, who is such a hard worker but is having trouble finding a job. His birth date is November 1767. Typically, when somebody writes in, we usually like to deal with what's going on with you. Although, I don't know, Nancy, if you want to pick up something for her boyfriend.
Yeah, I'll look into the astrology
okay.
here.
All right. So we have two astrology dates. The boyfriend is November 17th, and hers is September 19th, 72. But he's moved back out of state, just struggling with it. He's trying very hard. So I'm assuming then, Chris, he's not with you if he's moved out of state or moved back from out of state. So maybe he has moved. Usually I like to work with whoever writes in, because typically with me, you know, because everybody's our mirror, it's always a really good idea to look at how it's affecting you and clearing up how it's affecting you, instead of working necessarily with somebody who's not asked for the help. So I'm going to do it from your perspective, Chris, and Nancy, you can do it whatever you'd like. But just because I think it's always important to look at kind of from your perspective, Chris, because it's you that's being impacted, which is why you're asking. Just to look at that mirror and understand that sometimes the mirror is created for us. And anyway, let's just see what I get here. Okay, well, it's giving me information. So it's kind of giving me the information for both of you. There looks like there's something that's going to be happening. The bit where it's difficult is that you're both kind of struggling with this right now. So both of you are holding this anxiety around the fact that he is unable to get his job, like a job going. And that struggle is affecting both of you, and it's also something that's not like, it's something that's been that you're karmically working out together, and it's something that is within you that is like, there, it's within both of you. You're both struggling, you're both finding this difficult, and I'm assuming it's affecting your relationship, which is why Chris, you're calling in about it. But the struggle, you're both kind of working on financial stuff. So having somebody that's not in a job obviously creates more financial strain for both of you. And so that's part of the struggle. And so just look at your life and maybe look at some of the areas within it that have been part of the pattern that you've been seeing around finances and struggling. So part of it is yours, Chris, and part of it is his. But I do see something coming, and I do actually see things clearing up nicely. But just be aware that it's not just about him. It's about both of you. It's about you as well. So there's some pattern that you're working through, and there's some pattern that he's working through. And it's around how finances impact your life and how they make you feel and how they can make you not only struggle, but feel like you're a failure and feel like just everything becomes, it's more about survival and challenges around issues about finances. So that's where I would say, you know, take a look at both of you. Nance?
Yeah. Okay. I just got stuck there. Sorry. When it comes to the boyfriend not manifesting a job, there is a sense of duality within him, and he's really, really wanted to make a change from the career component or whatever it was that he was doing in the past. And what I'm getting is he's testing his own value system, which does affect our financial outlook. Okay, so when we're shifting our own personal values and beliefs, because I want to say his were very, very strong, when we're making those changes, it does create a little bit of chaos in terms of establishing those new beliefs. And I'm also hearing there's some self-doubt. So whatever it is he wants to do is what he needs to be looking towards, as opposed to just trying to find any job whatsoever. For Chris, because I did look up her birthday too, her solar return is on the exact same day as Pluto square Uranus. Uranus square Pluto. And so you're integrating the intensity of that fear of loss throughout the whole year. So you, and you know, being a Virgo, you have Mercury in Virgo, Mars in Virgo. There is that highly critical vibration within your being. And I want to tell you, like, don't get stuck on what's wrong. Start focusing on the solution to what you're not liking in your life. Okay. This has nothing to do with the boyfriend. Okay. So even though there may be some concern of he's trying really hard, he is keeping positive. I do get the sense that he's keeping positive, but he needs to believe in what he's going after. Okay. It's more like he's believing what society says. There's no jobs out there. Okay. He needs to get rid of society's belief and focus on himself and forget everybody else, in terms of what he wants to create and believe that the perfect position is there for him, right? And that's the moment he has that in his heart, that's the moment it'll happen. But for Chris as a supporting energy, get rid of the fear of loss. Stop focusing on that fear component. And you may not be doing it consciously. It may be happening on an unconscious vibration. So I want to say that for Chris, a really good thing for her to be doing is, you know, if you have scary dreams, go into dream symbology, try to get some understanding around what's going on an unconscious level, as well as try meditating for her own sense of peace. Like, start placing yourself in situations where you have that sense of quiet and that sense of peace. And I think that's really important for her to be doing.
Cool.
So I hope that helps.
I'm sure it does. All right, we're going to go to our next break. If you do have any more questions, please send us an instant feedback. Instant feedback's right on the homepage. Just be really clear about the question you're wanting guidance on and also include your date of birth. That's how Nancy works with it. And if you're going to give us a call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
stars will lie in flames of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth. Promises like, and there have been some that I've broken. I swear in the days you left, we walk in fields of gold. We walk in fields of gold.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We are talking all about how to maintain a vibration of peace while we're in chaos, which we've been in chaos for the last couple of days, although I do agree with Nancy that I do feel it's been lightening up a wee bit, but I think a lot of people are going through some stuff. We have our first caller, which is Jill from Illinois. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
How can we help you today?
You know, I just feel like I have been for the last several years. I've been really stuck in my life. Mm-hmm. I've been processing a lot of stuff that happened to me with my immediate family. And what do you see coming up for me after being stuck in processing this?
Okay. Well, where do you feel you are right now?
I just feel like I want a new life.
Okay.
Is
what are you doing
general?
About? Uh-huh. What are you
okay,
doing
about?
Okay.
How about finances and career?
All right. You know. I hear your dog.
Yeah. I don't.
What I get first is if you could start focusing on. Like one area where you want to really make a breakthrough and focus on it from a very positive perspective. Like, I know you're going through, you've been processing a lot of family stuff and you've got a lot of anger around your family still. And so that anger is still impacting your life. And until you get to that place of acceptance and forgiveness and gratitude, like things just will feel stuck because that's where you're at. Like you have to get to that place where you can totally, and when I say totally, I mean without any question or doubt, you know, be in a place of gratitude, forgiveness, and love when it comes to your family. But if you can focus you know, your attention and your energy on one of the areas, whether, I mean, I'm assuming career. I get with your career that it would be really great if you took some courses to update yourself or to improve yourself or to shift yourself in an area that's more from your heart. But it's also around letting go of this, you know, this energy of anger with regards to your family. And the more you can do that, the quicker you can do that, then the quicker I see your life really turning around. There's just, it's just, it keeps you stuck. And the more you focus on it, the more you worry about it, the more you think about it, the more that happens and keeps you in that space.
But I need to write my sister a letter and tell her I can't take this anymore. Because our relationship is way out of balance. She can't take anything that I have to do. I have to be able to take what five people can take.
Yeah, but see, if you're going to put it back on her, that's not going to help you heal. See, that's where I'm saying it. You have to let go of the anger and come from a place of love, acceptance, forgiveness.
But how do I get her to quit?
Get her to do anything. You have to do it. It has nothing to do with her. It has to do with you. It's your energy. It's your energy that keeps you stuck. It's nothing to do with your sister. You have to let that go.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with her. It has to do with how you're holding on to the anger. You can't let it go. So you have to find the way to release it, accept it, love it, forgive her, have gratitude. Nancy, what are you getting?
Okay. Well, Jill, the last couple years have been very intense, and I will say that what you've been experiencing since the age of 49 is you've been experiencing your Chiron return, where everything that has ever wounded you in your life since birth is coming to the forefront right now in life experience. And you know, you have this natural ability to tap into the inner knowing and just like the ability to tap into the universe and understand what it is you're experiencing. But for some reason, you're suppressing or denying that vibration when it comes to family issues. These family issues are charted. Okay, so there is huge spiritual growth and huge learning that's transpiring through this dynamic with your family. It's kind of like this can of worms opened up a couple years ago and everything's been pouring out during this one time period. And the best thing for you to be doing right now, as I'm going to agree with Lori, is healing, because what our Chiron return tells us to do is heal. But it's not about like trying to get other people to see your way of things. It's about you flipping your perspective in the current dynamic and letting go of trying to control other people. The more you try to control them, the harder and harder and harder this lesson is going to be. The more you'll feel stuck. So it's kind of like when it's around this dynamic around family, do what you can do. Okay. And then let go. If you can't do any more than what you can do, don't do it.
I see, but my sisters keep putting me in situations where I'm carrying everything, and which is beyond what one person can carry, and I don't see any ending to it.
Stop carrying it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's that simple. Like, I know it sounds simple, okay? It's the answer is that simple. Stop carrying it.
Okay.
Right? And if you stop carrying it, then maybe they will step in and start their end. And if they don't, then that's their issue.
Okay.
Because it's not about them. You can't keep driving yourself down heavier and heavier and heavier. This is about you setting a boundary. And it's interesting because part of this karmic experience is you are not the father. Okay.
Okay.
You're not the father. You're not the one in charge of everything.
Right.
And you need to remember that. But there's this energy of, I need to be responsible. I need to be the one that does
You're
everything.
Right.
Because it's
point.
Always been dumped on you. And I'm
yes.
going to tell you right now, you are not the father. So step out of those shoes and take
Excellent
care of yourself
Thank
first.
You.
Okay?
Yes.
And you know what? If stuff doesn't get done, oh, well, it doesn't get done. Right? Whatever the dynamic is, it doesn't get done then. Right? And yes. there's consequences for the stuff not being done, but that's where you have to say, I need to take care of me first. And the consequence is, it's not my responsibility. Right?
Okay.
So do what
Good
you
point.
Can do. Do what you can do. And when you do it from a place of love. Do it from a place of open-heartedness. I'm not saying pull back 100%. Pull back 50 or, you know, 30%. Pull back. Give back to yourself. And if it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. And then maybe they will step up. Maybe they won't. That's irrelevant. Okay.
Right.
But it's no longer your responsibility. You can't handle everything that's going on.
And so they won't where, get so angry and you won't get so resentful.
Yeah.
You know, that, I mean, that's part of it is that you're feeling that you have to pull all the weight and that makes you feel angry. But I mean, that's, you know, again, it's, you know.
But then they do things to me like, I mean, I don't know if a million people like.
I know, but you're not a victim. It's you've allowed,
okay.
you've given them your power to do that because
totally.
You feel responsible.
Yeah. It's almost like big sister syndrome. I'm in charge of everybody. Okay, I don't know if you are the oldest sister.
No, I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest, okay. But it's kind of like, for some reason, it's been dumped on your plate to be responsible for everything that happens to the family.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, you're not the father, okay? And it's that they're asking you to be the father. And if you think about who the father is the one that sets up security for the house. They
yes.
maintain and establish all boundaries and all rules and regulations. And they do, like, they take care of the finances and they take care of everything. And all of this is being dumped on you.
Yes.
And you're taking it. Okay.
Yes.
So slap
because
your
I
own hand.
Because I get punished if I don't.
Right. And you know what? They can't punish you. They're not the mother either. Okay. So don't allow them to punish you. Mm-hmm. If they're going to say, well, you know, you're the bad sister for not doing it. Just
yes.
shrug it off. You're not. You're doing what you can do. Let go of the rest.
Okay.
And come from a place of love and acceptance. Not
That's right. When
from
you're
a place
doing
of
it.
Anger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what you can. And that's it. I mean, that's all you can do. Just
yeah,
don't
okay.
take off all the responsibility and,
you know,
then you won't get angry about it. But
breathe. And when you say to them, well, I can do A, B, and C, but I can't do D, E, F. Right. So
yeah.
I will do A, B, and C. And somebody else has to take up the slack for the rest. If you don't take it up, well, it's not going to get done.
Right.
And just let it go.
Okay. Boy, this is a big one for me. But, you know, I know once I break through it, my whole life is going to change.
Probably.
Yeah,
you know,
it will.
Because it's so big.
Yeah. And you're at that point of almost making the change, and that's why it feels like you're getting heavier and heavier and more stuck.
Yes.
But this is a big life lesson for you, and that's why it's very intense.
Yes.
So
okay,
your family is just the catalyst to help you learn the lesson. So be grateful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're helping you to heal.
Yes.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you.
So,
that
you're
was
welcome.
Really, really excellent. You gave me a lot to think about and
Good.
Focus
yeah.
on.
Good. All right. We have to go to break now. If you have any questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
My eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She waved. Said,
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda today. Nancy's usually with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, which means she will be back with us on the 19th, which is the day of the big Pluto and Uranus square, which is what we've been talking about. I think it's really that it's kind of like the catalyst that's going to be moving us forward in the next like 3 years. So there's a bunch of hits that we get over the next 3 years, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the second one, and there's quite a few more, but it's a big transition, because I think there's going to be a lot of transformation that occurs around it. Anyway, Nancy's usually with us. She will be back with us next week. If you don't get your questions answered today, do please be sure to connect with us next week. Well, we have an instant feedback from Ryan, and he just had an interview today for a new position, but he didn't feel anything positive and he didn't feel anything negative. So he's just wondering if we get anything about it.
I'm going to start on this one.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Yeah. So like the first thing that Ryan, you need to be aware of is you're entering your Saturn return. And with that, I know when I experienced my Saturn return, my intuition just shut off. So everything was kind of neutral. Whenever you tried to make a life decision change, you wouldn't know if it was a good change or a bad change. And you'd be left in this place of kind of feeling, should I be making this change? I don't know. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And it's this neutral vibration. And it's kind of like you're not allowed to get any cues from the universe because you're in this point of creating a new karmic path, not only living a karmic path, but creating a new karmic path. So that's why it's hard for you to determine, is it good or is it bad? Did I get the job? Didn't I get the job? And when I look at the cards, you know, High Priestess, which is inner knowing, okay, is saying that, you know, we're not allowed to give you the answer. but you do need to flip it into what you truly believe on an internal level. And then because what you're going through right now is a lesson of faith. Let go, let God, have faith.
I find it interesting because I got a complete contradictory answer.
Okay, go ahead. So Isn't that interesting? Saturn return.
Yeses and one very big no. so I do find it interesting. I'm wondering, Ryan, if the position that you're going for or if the types of positions you're going for are really something that you're really aligned with. Like if it's really something within your heart, like something that brings you a lot of joy. And that is the question that comes up because, I think, you know, there's opportunities all around you. And I think you really can create what you want with regards to this. And I think there's just something about, maybe it's ambiguous because you're ambiguous. And I get what Nancy was saying. And I do remember my, Saturn return. I was like all over the place. I knew that I didn't want to be where I was, but I was not sure at all where I was going to be going. And so I know that it can bring up a lot of confusion and but I think you're also a little bit ambiguous, and I don't know that you really care about whether you get this job or not. I think there's a part of you that feels you need to, but I'm not sure that it's really what your heart wants, and maybe that's why I got two yeses versus one no. So that's one thing, but there's just the no part is like, you know, is this the type of transition that you're wanting? Is there something else that's happening around you? And that as the dust settles, maybe it will be something completely different from what you've been looking at. But that doesn't mean, you know, in the time before that that you don't do something. It's just, I'm just, yeah, that's just, that's what I get, is that you're a little bit ambiguous as to whether this is even something you necessarily want. And the job doesn't feel very exciting.
Doesn't.
Like, not at all. So I don't know if that's part of it as well, but there's just some little pieces that I'm going, well, I don't know. So that's what I would say. I would, you know, start looking, because you're really at an age where, you know, you have your life ahead of you and many opportunities still await. And I think if you start looking at what you would really like, and I get it, you know, it could be unclear and your intuition is off and stuff, because I remember my Saturn. But yeah, so things to think about, Ryan, and let us know. Let us know if you did or not, and whether you take it, because you may get it and not even take it.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah. So yeah, find ways to just move into that observer reality as we go through the chaos. I'm hoping that the chaos is kind of finished, but I do know that we had a few tough days of it. So you may actually having to to go back over a few things that that you may have to make amends to. If you do, you know, just again, be very aware, conscious of what you're thinking and how you're letting things go. That we're almost finished our show. Nance, do you have any last tidbits that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I still think the energy is going to pick up again. Okay, we are going to start feeling stuff again. I just don't think it'll be quite as emotional as what it was earlier in the week.
Good.
I think the emotional component is more of a choice. Totally step into your observation mode. Everybody out there, just become the observer. Put the cues together, because the universe is totally speaking to everybody in their own little unique way. And if you, you know, put the symbology and the little cues that you're getting together, you'll find the direction or the path of least resistance. Whether or not you like that path is a different scenario.
That's right.
You know, there's nothing saying we always got to like what we're always doing. Growth does not happen through ease. It happens through challenge.
Right. So. All right. So thanks again, Nance. We'll see you next week.
Yes,
you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Laura Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.